Hey there, pleasure seekers. It's your girl Tasha, aka the seducer, aka the pleasure dom, the one, the only queen behind her pleasure chest. Let's get into this episode that will guarantee to aspire you, inspire you, make you wet, make you horny, make you curious. Let's get into it. Hey, pleasure seekers, I'm back with another episode. I love the feedback I received from my last episode of just being so transparent with y'all about what I was just exploring, what I was on the fence about, et cetera, et cetera. So I appreciate y'all. Y'all just love me. I'm convinced. And I love y'all too. So shout out to you. It is September. Where has the time gone? I cannot believe it is September already. The year just started. So before I get into this episode, I apologize in advance if you could hear the rain. For those of you that don't know, I am located in the Republic of Florida. Yes, I call it the Republic of Florida because if you know, you know. But no, I am in South Florida and it is hurricane season. It is raining outside. I apologize if you can hear that in the background. And yeah, I'm sorry. Y'all know how I get down. I do not and will not edit out anything. I will not cancel out any noise. So if the rain is bothering you, you can excuse yourself because, yeah, I'm not editing anything. But for the most part, I really hope you can really can't hear it that bad. It doesn't sound so bad, but all right, let's get into this episode. So I promised you that I was going to just discuss a little bit about how Babe and I navigate this space between partners and our dominant and submissive roles, right? Our BDSM lifestyle. How do we integrate both worlds? So I am going to get into that. And I promise y'all at the end, I have a story. Well, I wouldn't want to say it's a story time, but y'all, something happened during one of our sexapades, and I still can't believe it happened, but then again, I can believe it happened. It has never happened before. Listen, first time for everything, right? What happened never happened before, and he is so awesome. He helped me through it, and I try not to freak out, but all I gotta tell y'all, it involved a butt plug. So if you want to hear that part, you just have to sit there, hang tight, go grab you a glass of wine, popcorn, or something, because we're going to get to that in a moment. Right. So how do we navigate and integrate both worlds? So I'm going to sound like a broken record when I say communicate. I know. I've said it a million times. I've drilled it in your heads. Communicate. And I drill this because I have now learned the importance of communicating in a relationship. And that also includes friendship relationship, right? But especially in your romantic relationships, it is so important to communicate. So what Babe and I did early on was to discuss our desires, our expectations. Well, I wouldn't want to say expectations, but more so like what we've tried, what we're willing to try, what our limits are, values, right? And just understanding that even though we are coming together as a unit, we do both have individual lives, right? So, if you are a hardcore listener, you know, outside of podcasting and chatting with y'all, I have a 9 to 5, right? I'm a clinician, I'm a clinical social worker. So I'm serving in that manner, holding space for others. I specialize in mental health and substance abuse. And so yeah, I have my 9 to 5, right? And then on top of that, I'm running my candle company, the Simple Precious Candle Co. And most of you, a lot of you supported or still support my candle company, especially during Valentine's, because y'all freaky as hell and really enjoyed the massage candle and massage oil. Stick around. I do have something special coming for y'all for next Valentine. I was trying to release it for the holidays, but I am not stressing myself out. I've learned to give myself grace and pace myself. So I'll definitely release something special for all you pleasure seekers, you kinksters, and all that good stuff. So yeah, I have a 9 to 5. I run my company. I am a sister, a friend, a daughter, you know, I serve others when need to. I show up for my mentor if she needs to, friends. Like it's a lot, right, on my plate, but somehow I learned how to just do it all by creating very, very, very strict boundaries. By creating boundaries, non-negotiables. And he entered my life understanding that I have a lot going on, and he did not, have not make our relationship feel like an obligation, you know? So he fits. He sees where he fits. He knows that he's adding to my peace, so he's not disrupting my life. So he fits. Now, how does the BDSM role play into this? Now, even though I'm an alpha female, it feels good to submit to someone I can trust that will not hurt me, someone that I trust with the role of taking care of my mind, body, and spirit. So we went through a vetting process. There was a full month of quote unquote trials, so to speak. And during that time, what we did was he explored how far he wanted to go with his dominance. He explored as well my limitations, so to speak. So, and what we did during that time, there are rules. He collared me after. And most of the rules, I hate to use the term rules, but agreements, right? And when I realized that he is worthy of my submission. So one thing that I enjoyed is that he understood and still understand that my submission is a gift. It's a gift, and I can take it away if I feel like he's abusing it, if he's taking advantage of it. And setting the boundaries and foundation to our lives early on really mattered. So we both agreed that yes, we like the BDSM lifestyle. We thoroughly enjoy the freedom of it all, but it's also exhausting if we're doing it 24 hours like if we're constantly in that role, right? And we've found this nice dance of creating a balance between the two worlds. So in our regular boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, my man's, he's my man's, I'm his woman. In our regular partnership, we set our couple goals, right? We create intimacy through our dates, through certain conversations, exploring different things we both like. We're adding traveling to it. We've gone 2 places together so far, and a third one is coming up. So just navigating that part, right? Our schedules sometimes are a little bit crazy, but finding the value in the moments we spent together has truly built our intimacy. And a lot of people, and I think I did have a full episode on that, talking about the different types of intimacy, but we talk. Since we've been dating, there hasn't been a day that we go without speaking to each other. Haven't. We also explore our spiritual side together. So he's very spiritual. I'm very spiritual. So we've really, I wouldn't say mastered, but we've really gotten into a good rhythm of experiencing, keyword, experiencing each other on every level. And he understands how important his role is in taking care of my mind, body, and spirit, right? So, and as his partner now, it's also my duty to make sure he's well at the same time, right? So I will meal prep every now and then. He enjoys when I cook. And certain things I just take care of. Just like how he takes care of it. We don't put pressure on gender roles. We really don't. We just know how to show up for each other when we need to. So example, when I have like candles and stuff to do, he shows up and knows he's about to be my assistant. So we communicate. And there are times and days when he becomes very dominant during conversation, and I already know what time that is. So I know when his tone changes, and by the demands he'll make, and I was like, oh shit, sir is out, you know, like, that is not babe right now. That is sir. And I act accordingly. We've found a balance in also attending like kink events. We need to attend more. We want to attend more, but sometimes our schedules just like doesn't allow it. So we have a good rhythm, and given the fact that I am alpha, a lot of times, I wouldn't say a lot of times, but we have a great power exchange in terms of he allows me to lead in certain aspects, and he's always lead, right? he's my dominant, he's my partner, he is my man, and we know the men lead our relationships, but well, for me, he does. So but we enjoy the dance. We know and understand how to navigate our space. Now, with the BDSM part of our relationship, this girl, I have nothing to say. I am 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000% submissive to him. So in that role, I don't say no, ever say no, because I don't like to be punished. and at all. At all. And I know for some of you that's listening, you're like, oh hell no, I cannot be submissive. But let me tell you something. It is fun. It is beautiful. It is beautiful to let go and be taken care of. So, and when I say let go and taken care of, this is in all areas, right? It's not just the bedroom. So in our situation where we are fully immersed in the lifestyle and our BDSM roles, so to speak, it's intertwined with our everyday life. It is beyond the bedroom. So you do have some couples where their BDSM lives are solely in the bedroom, and they role play in the bedroom, and they do their bondage and spanking and commands only in the bedroom, only in a private space. For us, it doesn't. For us, it doesn't at all. When we attend events, I am collared. Now, I do have my everyday collar, which I wear every single day, which is a bracelet, and that signifies our union, right? So to put it in regular vanilla terms, it's almost like a promise ring or an engagement ring for a regular couple. This is a symbol of my and our union together, and it does not come off at all. When we are at events, now I wear the other collar around my neck, and he attaches the leash, and I follow. He leads with the leash, and I follow. Some point, sometimes at the event, I will kneel at his feet. And that just shows that I belong to him. He enjoys showing me off, and I enjoy being showed off. So that's the level we are on in our BDSM world, right? Also, if throughout the day he has certain requirements or requests, I fulfill them, okay? Whether it's sexual or non-sexual. Now, if you want to be nasty and we're both nasty, then yeah. there is no saying no. He is a very understanding person. So if you are being vetted by a dominant ladies, understand that you should also interview that dominant. It's not about him. It's about you. And a true dominant understands that your pleasure comes first. Like a true dominant thoroughly enjoys pleasing their submissive. And because they know in turn that please the submissive is pleased by serving, right? And most of the time a good dominant makes sure they're submissive, they're happy. So now let's go over to the bedroom of our BDSM world. Now this is just us, right? Every dom sub couple have their own situation, right? It's not a solid blueprint. People act like there's like strict rules. Yes, there are some guidelines to the world, but what I love with it is that you can be flexible. You can shift it and sort it and make it be yours. Make it be yours. So now in the bedroom, it depends on the mood we're in. Well, it depends on the mood he's in, okay? I've always been naturally submissive in the bedroom, so that wasn't hard for me. And so it depends on the mood he's in, and in a given session, I can get the BDSM followed by straight fucking, followed by lovemaking. And it has happened, right? So it's really up to the couple to decide, well, not the couple, but most like the dominant, what they're in the mood for. So there are some instances where there was no boyfriend-girlfriend feel. It was straight, take me because I belong to you. And the flogging and the spanking. Ooh, my ass is tingling just thinking about it. So, can y'all tell I'm having a good time? Okay. So, because we've learned how to effortlessly balance and effortlessly create this balance, we're never bored with each other at all. So I think because we're not always in boyfriend girlfriend mode, we're not bored. And then because we're not always in BDSM mode, like, we really truly just have a nice dance between the two worlds and know when we need what we need. And that's how it works. You know, not everybody could say that. Some people desire only BDSM, and when we and this is something else we spoke about early on. Again, that's why communication is very, very important. When I found out he's dominant and he found out I'm submissive, as far as like really into the world, I ask him straight up front, are you looking for just a submissive where she does nothing? Her only duty is to be submissive and serve. That is it. Or are you looking for a partner who is submissive to you? So that was very important because I needed to ask that for me, not necessarily for him. But I know that I did not have the emotional or mental capacity to just be a submissive all the time. I kind of went through that phase already, right? I know I needed a partner to fulfill everything I desired, right? And that was very, very important to me. So ladies, don't get it fucking twisted now. Not because he says he's a dominant means, oh, you should just lap your tail underneath your legs and skip to Malu and you're his. No, 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 no. Not at all. Does not work like that. Because if your dominant is not pleasing you, you're not happy at all. You are not. Another thing that we do a lot of aftercare. Aftercare is after sex, after a date night, after anything like that, we love to recap how we're feeling, especially after sex, especially if it was a session of full-on, straight-up dominant and submissive roles. We immediately have aftercare, you know, after we shower and we're laying in bed, we talk about how we're feeling, or sometimes we chat it up the next day about whether I'm bruised, whether I'm hurt, whether he did something too harsh or anything like that. What I liked, what I didn't like, what he liked, what he didn't like, and things like that. So aftercare is also very important. So notice literally from start to now, we've kept an open line of communication, right? So yeah, I think I just threw a lot out about that, and I was kind of also all over the place, but I think y'all got the picture, okay? So now, for the story time. Lord Jesus, I'm all right, let me tell y'all this without going too much into details. So it was a night. We're having a night. We're about to start fucking, right? And he's turned me into a full-on squirter. When I say squirter, I don't mean like a little trickle, okay? A full-on, my orgasm now is just squirting. There is no just coming, no, I squirt. I am like a porn star now. God damn it. I need to think of my porn name. All right. So this particular night, he told me to go prepare the bed. I prepare the bed while he's in the shower. And preparing the bed for us right now means I have to put down like pee pads because I squirt so much it soaks through everything. And I'm just tired of like sleeping on towels or in a wet spot when we're done. So we utilize pee pads. So I placed down the pee pads, and he also instructed me to self-pleasure while he's in the shower. So self-pleasure means I grab my toy, and y'all know I love my toy. Okay. Whenever he does this, I know mentally I am not going to come. So I try to maneuver the toy in a way to prevent me from busting a nut before he comes, right? Because then my ass will be in trouble. So yeah, so boom, we started, right? So boom, I started while he's in the shower, then he come out and he starts with my ass, right? So he started by flogging, and I love when he starts flogging me in the most sensual way while I'm using my toy. So he will just move the flogger along my thighs, over my pussy, over my breast. Then he'll spank me with it a little bit and just doing the most, right? But in the most sexiest way. Touching my body, et cetera, et cetera. So now, this particular night, y'all, Daddy decided he's gonna put out the butt plug. It's like, okay, cool. I enjoy anal. I think we've talked about this. Y'all know me. I'm an anal slut, right? So he lube it up. Listen, y'all, do not do anything anal without lube. My God, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Don't hurt yourself. Be careful. Have fun, but be careful. So he took out the lube and lube it up well, and put some lube on my butt hole and such and such. I assumed the position. Butt plug is in. Feeling great. Okay, I'm back on my back now. Going to town with my toy. While going to town with my toy, he slips his finger in. Baby, whenever he does this, it causes problems because within like seconds, she squirts. Okay. She down there, the punani, the boom boom, she does what she does. Okay. So here I am. Here she is. There she is, doing what she does. And okay. I've discovered, y'all, when I'm squirting, it's like a contraction situation that happens, and it's like I'm pushing it out, it's coming out, it's oozing out, it's a lot. So because his hands were down here or whatever, I wasn't really paying attention about what was happening. I was just enjoying the feels and the pressures of what I was feeling. So then I looked up at him, and this is after like two or three back-to-back squirts, right? I looked up at him and I felt something extra like pressury, right? And I looked up at him and I gave him this look like, what are you doing to me? And I literally said it to him, like, what are you doing? Like, that feels different. Y'all, he looked at me and he said, don't freak out. The butt plug is stuck. You heard me. Girl, I told you were supposed to grab your wine. The butt plug went too far up in my booty hole. In my boot, it went up in my boot. Say, hey, y'all, up in my booty. Ooh, sweet Jesus. Ooh, sweet Jesus. So, first of all, before you said no, it didn't hurt. It was just that added pressure, like, yo, what the fuck? Because he started moving his fingers in. Oh my God, ouch. He started moving his finger in, trying to like pull it out, right? Deep down, I wanted to freak out, but then I trust him so much that I knew he was going to do whatever he needed to do to get this out, and he was going to guide me through it. So what we did was I grabbed the toy. Well, I still had the toy in my hand. So I powered my baby up and I rested on my clit. So he figured this would do it, because we notice when I'm about to squirt, I'm pushing, you know, so like I'm feeling the sensation. I know the rush is coming and I'm just like letting it out. I'm just like pushing it out. I'm just like letting it all flow, right? So he figured if I'm doing this, it will push it down some more. So now, just in case y'all wondering how the fuck it got up there, because it was already up there, how did it get further in there? I'm going to tell you what happened. While I was squirting during the first round, it was coming out. He started pushing out. So he was pushing it back in. He pushed it in and it went too far in. Ooh. So here we are. He has his fingers in my booty. He has a hold of the butt plug. I have the toy going, a rest on my clit, and he's just telling me to breathe. I was not freaking out. I was just tapped into his energy right now and following his breathing pattern. That's literally what I did. I took a deep breath and I look into his eyes and I follow his breathing pattern. And he just like, just go. Let's go. And that's what I did. I rested the toy. I rested the wand on my clit and just allow myself to feel my sense, my regular I'm about to bust a nut sensation. And while I'm feeling that, so I crank up. So with my wand, the third speed will get mama going, right? So I put her on number three, rest her right on my spot, and mama's coming. I felt mama building up. So it's like almost like I had to talk with my kitty cat, like, girl, do not feel me now because we got to get this butt plug out. So that's what we did. So while I'm exploding and it's moving the butt plug out a little bit, he kind of helped it out. When he got to the edge now, he took his time because, like, naturally always taking out the butt plug does give this like sensation, you know, like you have to really take your time to take it out, just like how you take your time to put it in, just like if you were taking a cock in your ass, right? If you're doing regular old anal, it's the same way. They take their time to move the penis inside the buttocks, right? And when you're done, you got to take that time to pull it out. So it's like, it's not a harsh rush out. Yeah, you have to take your time. So anywho, he took his time to pull it out and voila, it was out. So there you have it. The butt plug got stuck in my butt. The butt plug got plugged in the butt. I think that's what I'm going to name this episode. The butt plug got plugged in the butt. Y'all, it happens even to us advanced people. It happens, all right? It happens, it happens, it happens to the best of us. And we have fun with it. So it is so important to have a relationship where there is no embarrassing moments during sex, that you can both laugh about it and just have a good time when it's all done. And trust and believe, he took that out, rested in the bathroom, and came back and handled his ass, okay? Figuratively and literally. So that's it. That was my story time. All right, y'all. So that's it. I'm going to stop it here. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to slide in my DMs or email me with any other topics that you want to cover. I am just here to, again, just be that person that go against the norm. I am open to discussing all the quote-unquote taboos out there when it comes to sex. Social media right now is flooded with all these relationships and sex conversation, and I just want to create and keep this healthy space to have healthy conversations and not just this toxic rant about men this, women that, men. Here we are. This is for grown people that's out there open to having fun and enjoying their partner who they have right now, or preparing for their partner who's going to come. Or if you're out here, girl, and you're single and you have your whole phase, I'm here for you too. I'm not here to judge. All I say is be safe. That is it. So until next time, y'all, don't forget to always be bold, be beautiful, be you, and don't ever be afraid to escape the labels and embrace your king. Bye, y'all.